So far, all 62 of the reported cases of monkeypox in the country are in people who had contact with infected prairie dogs. But the three most recent cases in Wisconsin are linked to healthcare workers who treated infected patients and had no contact with infected animals. One of them is a pediatric aide from Marshfield. She treated a young girl who was one of the first people in the state to come down with the disease. Dr. John Melsky of the Marshfield Clinic says when the aide first started showing symptoms, the clinic took quick action.
We immediately moved the patient to a negative pressure room. We had the infectious disease expert don respiratory protective gear, do a thorough examination, take vigorous throat swabs for viral cultures. And we sent the patient home with a mask on, and we may be sending someone out to draw some blood, but also with protective gear.
Melsky says the aide's boyfriend has also been quarantined and has the pox-like lesions that are characteristic of the disease. Another healthcare worker in southeastern Wisconsin has also been quarantined. Tissue and blood samples from all three cases have been sent to the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta for testing. The director of the State Bureau of Communicable Disease, Herb Bostrom, says it's rare but not unheard of for monkeypox to spread person to person. He says healthcare officials are monitoring everyone who's come in contact with either infected animals or people.
We have been watching all of the healthcare workers and all of the veterinarians and vet techs who have had contact with animals or humans, asking them to take their temperature twice a day and watch for any of the prodromal symptoms that precede the monkeypox rash.
Bostrom says the state is still holding off on adopting a federal recommendation to use the smallpox vaccination to prevent the spread of the disease. Both of the cases of human-to-human transmission appear to have occurred before the infection had been diagnosed. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.